News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Now, at least 1,700 are dead following an earthquake in Myanmar on Friday, while hundreds remain trapped in rubble in devastation that is on a level not seen in Asia for over a century. And to discuss this further, we're joined now by Ciarán Donnelly, Senior Vice President for Crisis Response, Recovery and Development at the International Rescue Committee. Good morning to Ciarán. 3 days on since the earthquake, the situation on the ground, hundreds trapped in the rubble and not, is it fair to say, not enough rescuers there to get them out?
Good morning, Ciara. Yeah, the situation continues to develop on the ground as rescuers and teams are able to access some of the impacted areas. We at the IRC have 350 staff in Myanmar, many of them in the impacted areas, and they're telling us that they're seeing towns that have over 80% of the buildings destroyed, hospitals without power, water and sanitation facilities broken down. And so even as rescue efforts continue and turn into recovery efforts over the coming days, we're turning to the threat of second-order impacts, things like disease outbreaks for cholera and things like that that often happen in these cases, and trying to reach some of the furthest, the more remote areas that people haven't gotten to yet. We're still only really understanding the full impact of this.
I would imagine that 1,700, is that a conservative figure, do you think, in terms of loss of life, Ciarán?
Very much so. In an earthquake event like this, the early numbers are always an underestimate, and bodies and fatalities will be understood much more over time. And indeed, we will probably never know the full impact of it, just given the nature of infrastructure and communications in Myanmar. There are likely to be many people who will be buried before their deaths are able to be properly registered.
The Myanmar, the ruling junta, that's an issue around rescue too, isn't it? Trying to deal with, I suppose, the governing body there?
Well, so not only is this a devastating event in and of itself for Myanmar, it comes on top of years of conflict, which have resulted in almost 20 million people in need of aid and 3.5 million people displaced across the country. And with ongoing fighting in parts of the country, that makes it much, much harder, obviously, for aid agencies, both local and international, to be able to access people. And it only exacerbates the impact on civilian populations.
Sure. I believe there was airstrikes over the weekend in Myanmar, despite a national emergency. In terms of aid, what is needed and can people donate?
People can certainly donate to us at rescue.org. www.rescue.org is our website. We have an appeal ongoing for support. What's needed on the ground is, as you would imagine, the usual immediate supplies are things like shelter and support. Our teams on the ground are already scrambling to distribute what they can. Medical supplies are very much in demand, as is clean water. But over the long term, this is going to be a long-term recovery effort over months and indeed years. There will be needs for reconstruction, reestablishment of public services, support to people who've lost their homes and their livelihoods to be able to recover. So this is really a not just a short-term response, but a long-term recovery effort that's needed.
Okay, look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Ciarán Donnelly there, Senior Vice President for Crisis Response, Recovery and Development at the International Rescue Committee. Of course, Shane, Thailand affected as well, still trying to rescue efforts there after buildings collapsed hundreds of miles away from that epicentre. So a huge earthquake and massive impact throughout that region of Asia.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.